Hello, I'm Tom Ballard. I'm a comedian, sex symbol, voice of a generation, and here's what I know. The best advice I ever received, some of the best, came from my friend Steel Saunders, who's a very funny comedian and a podcaster. And he was telling me once about how he would get some very big comedian guests on his podcasts, right? Some people who are very wealthy and doing very, very well, and they're regularly coming on. And then when the mics are off, they were often complaining about their lives, about that things weren't going right, they weren't getting opportunities they wanted, or people that were frustrating them. And still, I remember two of the biggest names in Australian comedy were on the show. And he simply said to them, please complain up. Don't complain to me, Steel Saunders, about your millionaire problems. Always complain up. And I think that's good advice. Always be aware of who you're talking to, how things might be harder for them, and direct your complaints upwards, not down. Something I wish I knew earlier in life is the fact that it is okay to not know things. All right, often we seem to feel pressure to act as if we know everything that's going on and we have the answers all the time. It is totally fine to say, I don't know what you're talking about there. Please, could you explain it to me better? Or I've never experienced this thing before. I've always been curious about this, but I just have no idea. And I think that's probably my entire teens and 20s, pretending as if I knew things that I didn't really know, trying to impress other people, trying to feel in control. And I remember once when I used to DJ, I went through a DJing period when I worked at Triple J, because people just assumed that if you're a breakfast radio host, you know how to DJ. I did not. But I remember one night I was getting ready. I was just playing MP3s off a USB, and I looked at the DJ desk that they provided, and I had no idea how it worked. And the guy running it would be like, you know how to use one of these? I said, yes. And then it was my turn to take over. I pressed a button and the whole paddle died and everyone went silent and all the crazy dancing young people turned to look at the DJ desk to see an idiot at play. And if I just said, I don't know how to use this, could you please show me? Everything would have been fine. Something I always try to make time for is silliness. It might not be that surprising that a comedian is always like trying to make some time to be funny or to do a joke or be silly, but I think we have a propensity to take ourselves far too seriously across the board, and making people laugh, putting a smile on someone else's face by doing something silly, by embarrassing yourself or by putting on a funny hat or doing a silly little dance. That's what I like to do for my boyfriend every now and again. It's joyful and it's a very human and invigorating thing to do. Always make time to be silly. That's my advice. A small change or habit that's changed my life is not drinking for 2024. I'm trying to do this year without the booze. Now, you might think that's fine, Tom, that's not that hard. But when you're a comedian, it's actually really hard. You know, alcohol is just a big part of the stand-up comedy scene, particularly during festival season. It's everywhere you look. And often if you've had a great show or a tough show, you want to celebrate or commiserate by having a cheeky wine. So I've just gone cold turkey for 2024. I'm trying not to indulge at all. I've broken once or twice. I had to have a glass of whiskey during the Adelaide Fringe. That was medicine, okay, for my voice. And then the other night I just had a glass of red. And I can't defend that. But generally I've been pretty good. And again, I know this is an easier said than done thing. And lots of people have a very healthy relationship with alcohol. But for me, going booze-free in 2024 just means I'm waking up fresher, my head is clearer, I'm feeling healthier. And having given it a really good nudge since I turned about 18, I think a year without the booze is a nice change. I think the key to a great life, and I should know because my life is great and amazing and perfect in every way, I think the key to a great life and to being happy is gratitude and perspective. Without bumming yourself out, it always helps to remember how much worse things could be and how lucky you are to have the good things in your life. And I think the cure for me, whenever I sort of hit a bit of a funk, slide into something approaching, you know, a mild depression, is to really try and stop myself and take stock and think of all the things that I love about being alive. My family and my friends, my beautiful partner, and the fact that I get to do something that I love, and that we get to wake up every day and have another crack at life. I know it's a lot easier said than done, but I really do think if you ever are feeling a little bit low, taking the time to think about all the great things that you have in your life and to even place yourself in the shoes of people who have it much, much tougher than you can be a good centering process that might cheer you up a little bit. So try that.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.